Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
This is from my workout playlist.
Uh-oh. Somebody's getting it in.
I thought it might motivate those of you that are having a hard time getting it going this morning.
Yeah, I love it.
I'd sometimes start off with this song.
Oh, God. Are you on the treadmill or are you pumping iron?
I only do elliptical now.
Oh, okay.
It's elliptic.
I love it.
I'm epileptic, so it matters.
Yeah.
I get on the epileptical.
What sounds like some kind of Tarantino type stuff?
Thank you.
It's very haunting.
All right, Peloton.
Let's go.
Go,
if you're not sweating, you're not moving.
If you're leaning, you should be cleaning.
If you're jerking, you ought to be working.
If you're walking down the hall and you feel something fall, it is diarrhea.
It's chunks of fat. We're going up the hill. Here we go.
Here
and
we
pumping,
go.
Pumping, 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 pumping. I've got a wild acid trip now. You doing it at the gym? We'd be looking at you like, was that Madman? What is he doing?
Right when that part kicks in.
This is kind of like a bad dream.
I like it. All right, turn it down. It's not motivational to you? Like, if you're in a gym type situation?
God,
I mean, really kill it. Damn.
I like, it's okay. It just kind of like,
it's like a bad dream.
So it's good again.
Welcome back to the dream page.
It does.
It's just me, Maddie Krueger.
Like, Maddie Krueger.
There's Fatty Krueger over there with the Krueger brothers.
You're out at night and you got to drive yourself home feeling like that.
Our cousin John Krueger Mellencamp is here too.
Wait a minute.
And he's going to suck on your fingers like they're chili dogs.
Do we both have the same background as Freddy Krueger? He was a chomo when he got burned up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but didn't he, like, work at the school, though? Like, was he the janitor? Is that what it was? Or am I thinking of the old man from Home Alone?
You know what?
The guy who would shovel up ashes for whatever weird reason?
They've done different versions of this in different nightmares.
This is a cool-down session, by the way, this part.
Oh, you get 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
Then it shuts off.
Go ahead there with the cougars.
But there were just different treatments with it. I think in the newest one, he worked there.
Because,
you know, they go burn it down when they...
Oh, yeah. The one that they did with who? Was that Jonathan Taylor Thomas? What was his name?
Oh, dang it. Bad News Bears.
Haley Joel Osment?
No, he would have been anti-Semitic in it.
Oh.
What's the dang... Who's the Bad News Bear guy? He was Freddy. Not Walter Matthau. He would have been an awful Freddy Krueger.
If you think of it, give me the initials and I can get it then. That's my bridge over troubled waters or initials.
You know what? It's that thing to where you can look it up. Just don't want to.
Yeah, but also, like, once you see it, you're like, oh, I feel like such a dummy now. Did people back in the day just feel like dummies all the time? I can't think of it. Well, who can we call?
Probably not.
Let's go to the library and look it up.
Exactly. Like, they know they didn't have a way to verify it, so
right.
They just kind of dropped it.
God, Paige, at Christmas, you should, you and your amply breasted friends that like drinking wine should become Camp Kruger instead of Camp Cougar.
Oh,
during
yeah.
Christmas?
Or you can do it now.
I would do it Halloween, probably.
Yeah.
Did I say Christmas?
Yeah.
I oftentimes.
Or maybe I was thinking Christmas.
I was thinking. Speaking of that, what are you going to dress up as for Thanksgiving? I'm going to be a pilgrim again. I'm going to be a pilgrim.
Do you wear the reindeer sweater with the boob out? And you put the nose
the
on?
The little Kim dress?
Oh, I want to wear that. That would be cute. I'll wear that at the mall next time.
Rudolph
we have Christmas
sweater.
Day. I mean, this is Santa Claus.
Speaking of that,
is there anything I can help you with?
I am. Many people actually spend a lot of money and go to, well, there's not TED Talks. They'd probably be called Tom Talks. People who learn to turkey call. I'm self-taught.
Turkey
boy,
call.
Listen, I don't know what I'm saying. People on Instagram or Facebook one were saying I'm probably cussing the turkey out and the turkey's cussing me out back.
Oh.
But listen to the communication. With no kind of, I just literally, you see my feet walk across and I start talking. That's not me. That's him.
I was going to say.
What?
Hang on a second.
That was a duck.
I know the duck wanted to get in on it.
The duck was also talking crap. Like, leave us birds alone with your foul language. Get it?
Get
foul
out
language.
Of here.
I would tell you the
potty
first
mouth?
Thing. I want to tell you the mouth. First thing I noticed, but I don't want to offend you. So I don't want to say it. But that's an ugly turkey. But when you think about it, they're
what?
All ugly.
That's not nice
no.
to say about
turkeys are ugly.
Dude, this turkey is beautiful. Like his wing, whatever you call it when they like peacock out.
Span.
There you go. It's like, look at that, Paige. Like this looks like something
I like turkeys.
That you'd buy as a painting at like Hobby Lobby.
Oh, he's
it's beautiful. 40% off this week, by the way, guys. 40% off this week.
Love him. He's so pretty.
And then look at his I don't want to self-glorify, but it's on my Instagram and Facebook if you want to see it. Look at the tone. Okay. Now, his head does look like a penis. There's no question about
he
it.
He is That's why gorgeous. I would love him. I say because we have wild turkeys on
yes.
our little farm.
Bottles.
Let me get a shot.
And they're so pretty.
They're not. Like, turkeys
they're
in
so
general
pretty.
Are one of the ugliest animals ever.
In the face, they look like some kind of dinosaur that somehow stayed around, but just, you know, because it's got like a dinosaur, like,
prehistoric.
Yeah, I mean, like, when is it now? Let me change this video again.
Oh, it's so pretty. What's his name again? Tom?
No, Arnold.
Arnold Turkey.
It's like the old bald lady from X before she kills everybody.
See, like, look at that. And he's
look
only.
Look at his profile.
He's only, he's less than 2 years old. But look, it looks like his forehead is like.
He's a
he
young
needs some,
gobbler.
What is it called? Paige, what are you? Not you. What like?
Moose?
Botox is the word.
Oh yeah,
you
Botox.
You got a redneck turkey.
Right.
Fillers.
Literally.
He's
he
literally
needs fillers.
Got a redneck.
He needs turkey fillers.
His long hair is not long enough to cover up his redneck.
Bless him.
And then also, I didn't post this one. You know, everyone loves Jeremy Clements, number 51 from NASCAR, the Xfinity
him.
Series.
They do
oh,
love him.
Look at him and his.
He's a good guy.
He's a good-looking guy. His
yes,
beautiful
he is.
Wife. His lovely daughter, Ken Ken.
He's not fat.
Also, pet shamer.
What? Jeremy.
Because I sent in the group text yesterday, I have this, now Paige, you won't like this part, so turn your headphones down. But we have, you know, every year we there's no way to say this nice, we murder a boar.
Yep, got to.
And then.
I've been to places where they do that.
And then we eat him. And anyway, so. This one.
And we smoke him.
And we smoke him. And we make bacon.
Put an apple in his
we
mouth.
We send some up north and then come back with Canadian
and
bacon.
And make him bacon.
Shove an apple up his ass while he's on the rotisserie.
Roasted on some honey. So this one particular boar is, I have a couple goats that were mistreated, dehorned.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like. I mean, again, it's the worst. It's like scalping was back in the Old West or early 1900s. I'm not quite sure.
They were scalp by each other, say?
No, the people would do it because they're like, oh, their horns are hurting us or the other animals, so they would cut their horns off.
Oh.
So a couple of my goats, like, well, anyway, this boar here was a rescue that actually my daughter found out about. And it's something I never talked about because I, you know, whatever.
He's a Dalmatian, too.
He is a Dalmatian pig, a boar. So I sent this this cute video of me. Now, I was being funny. I was like, what's up, piggy? You know, that's not the name.
He's like, who's the real boar?
He did say that, and I said, it comes on at about 6:45 every morning. It's called Rise Guy Sports with Radio's Fat Boy.
You know it's later than that.
6:56. And then, so then... NASCAR is Jeremy Clements.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He didn't even give me my full just due. He just gave me a gah.
He pig shamed?
No. Yeah, well, he went gah. Like, he should have went gah.
Gah.
He said gah.
Gah.
Looks like he got one eye.
Oh.
I didn't even notice it.
One-eyed porker.
Radio's one-eyed fat porker. Boy responds feeding time. Radio and courtroom's attorney Rob Inario responds... What's his name? Because I am truly expecting this to be somehow related to the fact he's missing an eye or a rescue. And I told them his name, and everyone had a fun chuckle over it. That was it.
Okay, so isn't that, he's Arnold?
No, Arnold is another pig. This is the pig with one eye.
Oh.
One-eyed porker, as you just said. Peter Porker.
Yeah.
Chubby Porker.
There is a Peter. That's a real sub-universe of Spider-Man. It's a pig.
Pigs?
It's a pig that looks like Spider-Man. But then you've got, like, gay Puerto Rican Spider-Man. You've got...
I like that one.
Spider, a bunch of different Spider-Man. There's a Mr. and Mrs. Marvel, and then there's just a Mr. Marvel that's a woman.
Oh.
I call Rob Young with every question that I have.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Anyway, Paige.
Yes, sir.
One-eyed pig. And this is no joke, by the way. Like, this is, like, legit.
And it's a boar, not a sow.
Yes.
Do you know how he lost the eye?
I don't.
I was trying to think of what... I'm thinking, like, a shot. Like, somebody tried to hunt him.
It could have been that, or it could have been fighting off another varmint, like a fox or a possum or probably a raccoon.
Yeah, they go straight for the eyes, I guess.
Anyway, I said the name... And then I got a ha-ha from Jeremy Clements. I got a ha-ha for attorney Rob Inario. Not attorney. A attorney Rob Inario. And then I get an eggplant emoji from Radio's Fat Boy. When I told them that the one-eyed pig's name is Ham Solo.
I don't think the rule applies to pigs as it does to fish, right? Where they're too big to eat. I figure the bacon's always going to be good.
There are people out there that know this way better than me because they ain't done it but twice. But, like, that, you know, like when you look at a big pig or especially a boar from the front, like, he's got a big ass shoulder. Like,
yep.
Some of that can get real hard.
Like a fat neck, kind of.
Yeah, almost. Like it might just be like straight up muscle. I don't know. It's just too, I like it tender.
Too gristly, I guess, maybe.
To your friends.
To what?
I'm not friends with one-eyed people, thank you very much. You're wearing a patch. Get out of here. I don't trust you because of Days of Our Lives. Stephen Nichols.
You ever shave that turkey's ass and teach it to walk backwards?
No, but I got to figure out how to groom that donkey or...
ride that donkey.
I don't know if I can... I don't. First off, I'm going to put the donkey in the truck. Hey.
Take him to the donkey groomer.
Are there any bars in downtown Greenville that are okay with donkeys?
Is it a service donkey?
And I don't mean big butts, guys. I mean my real pet donkey. All right. We'll be live streaming this next segment on our YouTube channel. For those of you that don't like YouTube or don't have the chance to watch it live, we will be uploading it to our other social media after the show. But join us live on the radio and on YouTube at The Rise Guys for an all-new Facebook Fussin'.
Oh, 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 oh.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Morning show.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear,
God dang it,
is real.
Too busy jack-legging around. Forgot to turn the microphone.
Jack-legging. You wish. That's more painful. Like a finger.
Go Tigers.
All right, quit touching that lame microphone. It's real loud.
Me? It needs an adjustment.
It was drooping. I apologize. Yeah. I had to put it back up.
Straight to the moon.
We need a microphone,
it's
bro.
It's drooping down.
We are live, Fat Boy.
We are live.
Okay, there seemed to be some kind of distortion. Is that a word? Seemed very, what's not happening here?
It is now.
Okay, good. Let me think of what I normally say when I come back.
There's a bunch of bad words.
We're live streaming on YouTube at The Rise Guys. Hello to everyone in the chat. I still don't have access to that, but that's fine. Fat Boy will say hey to most of you and things such as.
Hell yeah, Coach Johnson, what's up, Looper? Triple D. Many others.
Okay. What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Many of these sent in by various family members of the Loppers. Just kidding. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And it's stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. Did we play the Facebook Fussing theme song?
We did.
God.
Just didn't turn the mics on.
Because
I was too busy dancing like a old white man.
Oh, come on.
Doing this.
You do it well.
I wouldn't call you white either. You're more of a...
Oh, yeah.
Beige? Right.
Maybe a taupe. Khaki.
He's a khaki. Khaki man.
Khakis.
That's the Gamecocks mascot, Matthew. Khaki.
Go Keck.
Kecky man.
All right, here we go. Scene numero one. Facebook fussing. Playing the role of Jack Ed Ripper is Paige. Playing the role of Tammy Davis Jr. is Matt Mann. Playing the role of Jennifer Haight Hewitt is Fat Boy. And
action.
Hey, y'all. Selling my futon. Not putting it on Marketplace because I want to go to a good home. I wanted to go to a good home. Friends and family only hit me up.
Ooh, lucky us. Eye roll emoji. That seat been stained since 2014. But, how much you asking?
Well, hello, Tammy Davis Jr. So, yeah, I didn't even know who was selling the damn crouton on here. Never heard of no Jack Ed Ripper. When'd you change your name, Jack Ed? Also, how old is the Yukon?
Hey, Jennifer Haight Hewitt. It's been a minute, huh? But wait, Yukon? You mean futon? Or are you just over there naming states now?
Oh, you know what I meant. The cushion thing. You sit on it. Like a crouton, but for butts? Whatever, skeezer. LOL.
Nah, seriously though. Forget the furniture. Why is he calling himself Jack Ed Ripper now? That man used to be, what, Greg Logan or something? I mean, what kind of name is Jack Ed Ripper? I bet he on steroids and just farts all the time. Ha 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 ha. Jack Ed Ripper. On the juice and taking big old doo-doos, a.k.a. dookies, LOL.
Yeah, FR, he seems sketch. Look at this, profile pisser, like, full sus. I don't get it, though. Jack Ed Ripper, like, Jack D. Ripper, because, you know, he's into serial marauders.
The hell is a marauder? That sounds like a wizard from Hogwarts.
No, I meant murderer. Typo, dang you, dumb fackin' keyboard.
It says keybroad.
Keybroad? Dumb fackin' keybroad.
Jennifer Love, Jennifer Haight Hewitt. Jennifer Haight Hewitt, girl, you can't spell for sheesh. Last week, you called your dog a puppy. What's that, a beer dog? Or Mike Tyson talking about what he's looking for tonight? LOL, LOL, LOL.
Shut your bi hole, Tammy Davis Jr. You ain't that smart. Maybe he's trying to be Jack Ed Ripper like Jesse and the Rippers from TV's Family Matters? Oh, wait, I meant Full House. The one with two uncles and the gay dad and the twin Michelles.
Now, first off, you done flunked spelling and TV history. B, here's the invite to kiss my ass, PLS, RSVP. And third, Bob Saget was not gay, RIP.
Oh, I meant the character, Danny Tanner. He have gay vibes?
It's Danny Tanner, dumbass. Not Danny like the restaurant you like. And he wasn't gay neither. You probably just think that because his last name was Saget.
Okay, look, I'm back. Popped over for Hinge for Sag ladies. Bob Saget wasn't gay. Danny Tanner wasn't gay. But Uncle Joey might have been. Mm. Just saying.
No. Don't dodge it. Why the name change, Jack Ed? Spill it, Buster.
Yeah, for real. Tammy said you're on hemorrhoids and dropping big stink pickles. I said you like murder stuff and you're a sus crouton seller.
Well, the answer is I'm now Jack Ed Ripper is, well, you were right.
Well, which one? Me, Tammy Davis Jr., or her, Jennifer Haight Hewitt, literate, have an air?
Wait, what?
I do steroids, and when I'm not in the gym sculpting my body, I'm dropping big healthy logs and nasty stink pickles.
Insane!
Oh, my God. I got you saying that, which is great.
Paige saying nasty stink pickles.
Dropping logs. Dropping big healthy logs.
He's in his serial marauders. My God. That was pleasing to my heart.
What's a marauder?
Nissan.
You had me at stink pickles.
You're acting like a real marauder right now.
Oh, boy.
YouTube at The Rise Guys. If you're not catching it there live on the live stream, you will be able to watch it later. Instagram, X, and Facebook at The Rise Guys. Here we go. Scene two. Playing the role of Dude Stacy is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Girl Stacy is Paige. Playing the role of Burnt Reynolds. I didn't get out in time. It's Matt Man. Playing the role of Arthur Gash is Fat Boy. And playing the role as only she can, the narrator is Paige. And action.
Arthur Gash, poster beam. It's some bold white text on a black background that says, "You can't change the people, but you can change the scene." And the following ensues.
Bro, if you're trying to call somebody out, just go ahead and tag me.
Excuse me. I'm sure he's talking about me. I don't even know who the blank you're supposed to be.
Oh, well, y'all might have a problem, but me and him had a little dust up at the bar the other night. I heard he's out here flapping his old raggedy-ass gums, talking all kind of blank about me to everybody.
Yeah, well, he's been running that mouth about me all over the damn county ever since he thought he could get some one night when I was damn near passed out.
SMH, don't surprise me considering it's him, but I still say the mother blank was talking about me and we ain't got the balls to attack a grown-ass man.
Oh, honey. He ain't got balls enough to tag a girl either. Just like he ain't got balls enough to try to make a pass when I'm awake.
Well, holy blank. I saw that Mimi, or whatever you call it, and I thought, surely he was talking about me, but now I ain't so sure.
Yeah, you're late to this party.
Hang on, damn it.
Oops, sorry.
He's dude Stacy, your girl Stacy. It's easy to remember. Look down.
I'm confused now.
You're dude, she's girl.
You're a little late to this party.
Your last name's Stacy.
LOL. Yeah, get in line. Plenty of room left.
Okay, so we're not going to pick up that line. Fat boy, pick up that line where you're a little late to this party.
Oh, you want to start from there?
That's just where I think it would make sense.
Yeah, you're a little late to this party.
LOL. Yeah, get in line. Plenty of room left.
Well, damn, I didn't realize we had a whole club of people who didn't like his ass. I thought everybody loved that some bitch.
Oh, this is just a tip in the iceberg.
Well, I mean, maybe he hates all of us, too.
LOL, yeah, I'd say so. What the blank he do to piss y'all off anyway?
Well, I loaned him some money. Well, he was looking for a job last summer. I still ain't got it back. But you know what? I finally asked him about it a couple weeks ago, and you'd have thought I shot his ace.
18 laughers and 42 more, just for good measure. Oh, my God. You let him have money? Really?
Okay, so you think it's funny that he owes me $300 and won't give it back? The blank is your damn problem then, huh?
Hey, bro. Calm down and back off of the lady.
Is that you, dude, Stacy?
It's me. Totem pole's kicking in for real. Back off this lady.
Now.
I mean it. I said it three times already.
You did. That's where girl Stacy would pop in and say, LOL, no, I think that sucks.
LOL, no, I think that sucks. But I've known him for like 4 years, so I know better than to let him have money. Because it's just going up his damn nose. And then I think he really thinks he'll pay you back. But every time he gets some extra money, his nose just keeps eating it.
Well, I guess I understand that. My apologies, miss. Sorry to get you all riled up there, fella. I didn't mean to get a little upset, but I just want my money back.
Hey, man. No problem. We all mad at the same dude.
LOL. Yeah, we're all the same team, but for sticking up for me, dude Stacy, thanks.
Hey, ain't no thing. You're pretty cute.
LOL, so are you.
I better get that phone number then.
I just added you. DM me.
Just got off work, so I missed all this stupidity, because I actually had blank to do. For the record, I wasn't talking about none of you, but I see how it is. So y'all are all Blizzock effective immediately.
Insane.
That was the first time we read through that as a group, believe it or not.
Old table read. All right, Mike.
We'll do the real version later in the show. That was just the table read. No, that was fun. That was fun. All right. So
try to channel P1 band down by the river.
Okay, well, I heard more of Paige's husband, Chris, in that.
I tried to do cocaine instead, but I admire.
Well, they kind of sound the same.
No, no, let's not say that.
They're a little close.
Nothing well, against either one of them.
You know, I love my husband. He was an old country guy. I love that about him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He said words like ass, like my dad did.
He said hose pipe. I said, no, it's a garden hose.
I like that boy plays for Gamecocks, Matthew Ace Sanderson.
I bet you could suck a golf ball through a hose pipe.
The chrome off a trailer hitch, a hiatch. They call it in the hood. This trailer he owns.
I ever get that phone number. Man.
Yeah. Walmart.
Do you remember when he would call? He was just all messed up. Like, all right, man.
Hey, man.
Y'all have a good one.
He would just trail off. Like, either it was kicking in or it was going away. I couldn't tell. All right, I'll tell you this.
What you just heard was real.
Right. These were real Facebook arguments. The only thing we did was change the names, as we always do, to protect the innocent and the guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition, and thanks to everyone on the live stream. It'll be on the other stuff later. Another edition of Facebook Fuss and... The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat Boy.
Point how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
What's up?
Headlines, bro.
This one in BBC moments.
Oh,
they're just sitting there staring. Not like that. The news network in, I believe it's Britain.
Yes. So we begin
not
with the story.
Not your favorite category of movies on the internet.
Yeah, yes. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. And a whole town got high.
What?
Thanks to the police.
Piedmont.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who it is. Speedmont.
So this is a Turkish town in Lice.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
And they all got wasted inadvertently. Inadvertently. Mm-hmm. Inadvertently. They didn't plan on it because after the police burned more than 20 tons of seized cannabis in the town center, it was worth, get this, 261 million U.S. currency.
So, damn!
So when the town did it, there were 25,000 people in their population.
I wonder what that does to the birds. And like, seriously. Like, do they get high or does it kill them?
They probably fall out of the tree because
I bet they start loop-de-loo flying.
Okay.
Like, dude, do you realize what this feels like now, man? We're literally flying.
I had a parakeet named Petey.
A parakeet. Oh, I see.
A parakeet. Petey the parakeet.
Lockheed parakeet.
He was blue. He was very sweet.
A fun joke.
So Petey, I came home and I think my brother had a party and someone got Petey high. Because Petey, he was okay and then he just...
He looked like the Taco Bell dog? That dog always looked high.
He hopped down and he wouldn't get out of the bottom of the cage. Like he was there all the time. Mm. And I was afraid that Petey was going to pass.
Petey still
and
was.
You know, that's a sad story about Petey because I went away on... My mom would send us away for the summer.
Get the hell out of here, kid.
Yes or no?
His mama summer's out.
And Petey passed away, and my mom replaced Petey with another bird, and I knew that it wasn't Petey.
How did you... How, though?
Because Petey was trained. He was finger training, and he would walk around, and this bird was a little bigger than Petey when I got home, and it would fly around and didn't answer to my name and didn't call back.
How long did you have this parakeet before it became finger banged or finger trained?
That's what I heard.
I heard finger banged.
He was he was a younger, and you know, he wasn't that old. And then I'd pet Petey.
Yeah.
He saw my finger, and he'd hop on.
Yeah,
I'd take him around the house.
Did he like peanut butter, or is that just dogs or any of that?
No.
Was he a bald eagle? By chance?
He's a parakeet.
Did the carpet match the drapes?
He was like a turquoisey blue with yellow.
Serious question. Do animals have pubic hair?
Public hair?
I don't know.
That's
a good question.
Thank you.
My dogs do.
Oh, Lord. Mama.
Dogs have pubic hair.
You know, I love you so much. I do.
Because the neighbor dog, he's a little chihuahua. He's like a Rottweiler.
Yeah.
And his name's Cosmo, and I don't know where his nuts are.
Well... You know, like those poodles, they'll shave them to make it look like they've got like a big like dookie rope chain on of hair. And then like they're wearing like, house arrest bracelets on their ankles.
Uh-huh.
Anklets they're called.
Yeah, what are those?
But when you cut the hair to look like that, what if they left a big bush down there for the dog too? That would be ridiculous.
Like Frankie, how many Frankies are there?
So many Frankies. You talking about God, man, where's my head at?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wanting to say B.B. King.
He's still with us, too.
I know he is.
Saw him on an episode of Dark Side of the Ring. You know what? A lot.
Coco, beware.
Yep. A lot shorter than I remember, too.
Yeah.
B.B. King?
Yeah. No, Coco, beware. That's why I was thinking B.B. King. Coco, beware.
Oh, all right.
Which one sexually hit on you that time? Was it B.B. King? Or
Oh, no, he Coco? Never was rude. He was so kind.
Oh, okay. I thought he made reference to your rump or something.
No, that was my job as an intern, as I would greet people.
No.
If they were getting off the, going in the back. Because we had a helipad out there.
Oh.
So some people would fly in, or they would drive in. So I would let them through the front door when they came in the front door, either through the limo or whatever, or however they got there. And
was it called a helipad because y'all lived in California? Or did y'all have a rad pad? Go ahead.
No.
This is a dumb joke.
So I would say, welcome to KTVU. I'm Paige, and I'll take you to the green room. And so he says, darling, with legs like that, I'd follow you to the ends of the earth. And so
is that, I mean, in today's standards, that would be sexually aggressive.
Not really.
With legs like that, I would follow you anywhere.
Because you couldn't go anywhere. He would always be there.
So I was wearing.
He's gone now.
I was wearing.
BBRIP.
High black pumps, black stockings, leather skirt, and a Chanel type shirt with a pussy bow. With a pussy bow. Yeah, that in the bow that's tied. That's what I was wearing. It wasn't sexy or anything. So I walked him to this
lady with a pussy bow like that.
I literally thought she said she had a placebo around her neck the first time.
So we walked to the green room, and he was very nice.
She's got a pussy bow.
And I said, you're welcome to all the refreshments that are in there while you're here. They're for you. And is there anything else I can get you, Mr. King? And he said, you can hang out with us if you like.
Take some ribs.
I said, I'll be back.
Turnip greens.
I have to go see what time you're going on, and I'll be right back. And they were playing, and they were eating the food. They were having a good time. And people went in there.
Give me some liquor.
To get some autographs, and they all hung out.
For dessert, I have some pie.
He wore great leather pants.
Pussy bow. The pussy bow blues.
And an Oakland Raider sweatshirt.
Oh, okay.
It was cool.
God, you remember exactly what all those people in his entourage were wearing.
I don't remember. I remember him. I don't remember.
She's got a couple kitties and two fat arms.
It was fun.
Oh. People who hate when we interrupt are really having a coronary just now.
When they really want to hear the story and we just jump in and improv when she's trying to do a story about Big Butt King or whatever.
About the town, the Turkish town that everybody got stoned in. Authorities say that 20 tons of seized cannabis was burned in the town center. So it happened on April 18th, 2 days before 420. And people say that
2 days too early.
The air was so thick with the weed, it stayed there for 5 days, forcing residents to keep their windows closed and avoid going outside.
Why didn't turn the air off? I'd go suntan all damn day.
Why do you let 2 tons build up before you start burning it, you know? That's a lot.
The marijuana had been confiscated over the previous 2 years, and they say it was valued at more than, as we say, $261 million.
You would think like
$1 million.
That's where like I'm thinking like, not that I think bad of our government, I just think like down deep in the epitome of what you would call government, it's dirty, you know.
Dirty.
Like what you think about like they're literally just burning that and throwing that money away that down deep could do a lot for their economy.
Yeah, but
and it wouldn't necessarily like even if you say oh weed is bad and it's going to mess up, well who cares about other countries? So, like, sell it to Latvia or whoever and get that damn money.
The way it's handled and the people that it comes from, would you trust it that it wasn't stepped on anything? I would burn it.
Back in the day, you'd get whatever you get. Freaking stems and seeds and stuff. It looked like it'd been stomped on forever, maybe in someone's backside.
No stems and no seed.
I'd
no
take boats, the seeds, no snowmobiles. Throw it all away.
No skis.
For the answer, can birds get high if they're flying through or hanging out near a cloud of marijuana smoke?
Surely.
They have a efficient respiratory system, more sensitive than humans. That means if they can inhale THC or whatever, they can absorb enough to feel the effects. But the reports say they become lethargic and oftentimes will ultimately die.
It's a lot of pot, quite frankly.
Because they got tiny little ass lungs, man.
Yeah.
They just need a little pinner. They can't take a full blunt.
Yeah.
All right, Paige, that was wonderful.
We'll be rich.
We're going to take a break. Paige?
Yeah?
This is for you. Please don't open it yet.
Oh, my gosh. Not again.
Fat Boy's already taken his?
Uh-huh. Yep. He would.
Here is mine. Yesterday on, and what we'll do prior to doing this, we'll give you a little, small little clip, if possible, of why we're doing this today. I meant to tell you that ahead of time.
We can do that.
Okay. The Sprite Challenge. We hate these viral video challenges or whatever, TikTok stuff. I mean, they're usually kind of lame, but this one, I can't wait to see my own reaction, Fat Boy's reaction, and Paige is going to be gold.
I don't know.
You chug a 16-ounce Sprite.
The whole thing?
As much as you can, and don't be a pee about it.
I don't know.
And I mean a purtle. Don't be like that. And like drink as much as you can, and then we're going to continue to talk, because you can't keep talking without starting to sound like a demonic demon, a demonic demon. That's great.
Oh, wow.
A satanic demon.
That's redundant.
Burping and being
the worst one. It's just going to start coming out when you start talking again.
Yes. So we'll do that next.
Okay.
What a sale was for that, huh? We're going to get that Star Award this year. And if we don't, I'm going to shove it up.
I beg your pardon.
His.
I was looking at him.
Wow.
I was looking at him. He'd like it.
You push him.
He would.
He'd like the way he could go to the bathroom and make little star emojis down there. All right, good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.